JB and Bill, it's Triple M's Rush Hour.
Last time Port Adelaide's Tom Rockliffe joined us, we found out he was a tackling machine. Oh. Even if his teammate Tom Jonas didn't believe it.
How many of them were him jumping on the top of someone that's already been tackled like that?
You're better than that, Bill. You can come up with your own stuff. You wouldn't have had 30 tackles in your 198-game career.
Please welcome, from the top of the ladder power, Tom Rockliffe.
Oh, she's a good view from up there too, Fat. They've been on top the whole season, Port Adelaide.
They have been very good.
Have not put a foot wrong, and our man Rock joins us. Welcome, Tommy Rockliffe.
JB, how you going, mate?
Just off a nice game of football too. The Rock is putting his best foot forward when it matters most.
Yeah, no, the boys are starting to play some good footy at the moment, so we feel like we're tracking beautifully towards finals, and hopefully we can continue to improve and get better.
G'day, Tom.
G'day, Bill.
Hey.
How are you?
Well done on the... I'm good, thank you. Well done on the weekend. Best on ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't sound surprised. I just...
What, you sounded surprised?
Well, are you still swaggering around? Still, buddy, can you get into places?
Yeah, I can get in. Just. What about you? You wouldn't be able to get into many places, would you?
Because I listen
to... Scales would be broken. You being in lockdown.
I love Tom Jonas because you know why? Because he calls it how it is, right? He's a straight shooter and he calls it how it is. And he was on Bernie and Jars on Tuesday and he had this to say about you.
Has Tom Rockliffe been able to fit through the doors down there? Because he texts me about his performance.
Did
I don't think I even asked how he went.
Yeah, I saw him shuffling sideways today. His chest was puffed out that fast.
Sideways. Is that right, Rock?
Phil, you wouldn't have got too many best ons, would you? Average 13 touches, 5 marks, just over 2 goals and under 1 tackle a game.
Mate, nearly won the Brownlow one year if you look up the Brownlow stats.
No, you went nowhere near winning the Brownlow.
And that year I played centre-half back, by the way,
Rock. Yeah, came fifth with about 12 votes.
Forward pocket decoys don't win Brownlows.
Oh, have a listen. Hey, but well done. We're very happy for you. And also some news out of Port that Justin Westhoff is going to call it quits. Been a fine player.
Westy, what a great career he's had, 280-odd games. Hopefully he can sneak back in for a couple more and we can send him off the right way at the end of the season. But, yeah, he's called time on his career. So 14 years, it's a fair effort to get to 280 games. Only good players get over 200, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. You were lucky to do it. But also your 50th game for Port.
Yeah, it's gone quickly. So 3 years, we got there 3 weeks ago. I hadn't been dropped early in the year like you brought up last time, but that happens sometimes in footy.
It does.
Interesting. We're going to take a break, Rock, and get you back in just a sec. But it interests me, people who are having this as their farewell year. Must feel a bit weird.
Yeah.
Play your whole career in front of big crowds and home crowds, and then to have this as the farewell must feel a bit weird. But, Rock, let's take a break because there's more we need to discuss with you, including a massive final series coming up.
Tom Rockliffe from the Port Adelaide Football Club joins us.
We've got the drum.
I've got a little drum kit.
Drum kit out.
Oh, hello.
Who's the drummer?
Hamish Hartland. I like it. So, Rock, we saw that on Channel 7 Saturday night coverage of the footy a couple of weeks back.
Yep.
My understanding is Tyson Goldsacks had something to do with that, yes?
Yeah, he brought it along to, I think it was a North Melbourne game when we played your mob, JB, out there, and we walked in the rooms and he was playing the drum and it's sort of grown some legs from there.
All right. And Hamish Hartland, is he a drummer of note?
No, he just loves a bit of me time. He's like the bloke sitting next to you in there.
Well, they reckon it was going to be the drums or use your guts, but they went with the drums. Thank God for that.
Because they're talking about Daniel Andrews getting thrown out. Are you going to have another run at Parliament?
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
He's got the better of you, Fat. The last 3 times we've had the right
And I love it. Hey, I'll tell you who we do love over here, Zach Butters. We love him and what a graceful mover he is. But, Rock, run us through. We're going to have a listen to when he was running into goal the other day. It's the funniest thing we've ever seen.
Westhoff to Butters to the advantage. Beautiful handballs. Takes a bounce. 50, 40, 30. He tripped over himself. It was like a big bundy in front of him. And he went, oh, no.
What happened to him?
Oh, he got the tripwire, didn't he, the poor fella? He running in an open goal and just got the speed bubbles up. At least that time,
yeah,
when they threw to you, you didn't burp like you did on the weekend.
It's true.
Where's he getting all this from,
it's
Jim?
It's good stuff he's got.
Yeah, I don't know where he gets it.
Electric mail he's got on you, Fat. That was his best. This is the stupid thing about it, Rock. That was Fat's best special comment of the day. Just ripped a burp out on air.
Well, North Melbourne playing.
I could not believe it. I was driving into the game. We played at 4:40, and they've thrown to you. You've got Jim just doing his thing, outstanding there, and then you've just let one go.
You did, Bill.
Well, I wasn't supposed to come out.
Wasn't it?
No, I was supposed to
keep
it in.
I would hope not.
So, home final, that'll be nice.
Yeah, two home finals, so we're...
one at a time, let's...
Yeah, well, we've qualified for the top two, so we've at least got two at home, Bill.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
If you knew what was going on.
Well, I just like 1 week at a time, I look at it.
Bill, you know what I got done this week?
What did you get done, Tom?
I got four new Goodyear tyres put on my car to go with my great year that I'm having.
What's the difference between...
And poor old you, you're sitting at home trying to have a threesome solo.
So you've been listening to the jokes.
No. I just get good information handed to me before I come on air.
No.
Make sure I've got you covered.
I think you listen into our podcast and then you go down to training and you're the funniest bloke in the world because you're using my jokes.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You are.
I love it, Rock. I like the fact that every time he comes on, he absolutely splits
does some
you down
homework.
The middle.
I'll no give doubt him that. About it. Wow, we the and boy from Benalla.
Broadcasting gig you know, coming up.
Oh, he's got something.
You know, Jim. Yeah, Jim, great cricketer. He was unlucky. He averaged one less run than Greg Bullock through his first class career.
That's true.
Should have played Test cricket
and
for Australia.
And more for South Australia in Sheffield Shield cricket than he did, and it really annoys him.
Yeah, but the only thing is, anyone that bowled over 120 clicks, he would be shaking the square leg umpire.
Like Merv Hughes, for instance.
You stepped away that far.
He averaged nearly 70 against Victoria. What, Merv was just a spin bowler, was he? Wobble? Old fat guts? I would have loved Rock to have faced
his shit. Did you play cricket? Rock?
Yeah, left arm, in swing, fast bowling, and open the bowling, open the batting as well, right hand.
Greg Ritchie like?
Take the shine off the new cherry for the boys down the order.
Left arm, swing, my ass.
Hey, Rock, I tell you what you and I both would have loved, mate, and that's facing Bill's crap. Seriously, ooh. He used to bowl about 108 Ks.
Away.
Big, gentle, floating swingers.
Yep.
That you would have dumped over extra cover into the people.
What about Bill talking about you being scared? Imagine the big, tough centre-half backs going to play on him. Bill would have been crapping his pants.
Rick Kennedy.
Don't mention his name. Well, I was scared of him.
You were.
Well, who did Port Adelaide have? I used to build a few there.
No, you didn't.
I don't think you played against Port
Darren
Adelaide.
Meade.
In your career?
Yeah, Darren Meade. Flipper Phillips.
Oh, but yeah, you would have.
You would
Greg,
have been,
Greg Phillips.
You would have been in the reserves by then. Yeah.
Greg Phillips kicked 10 against them.
That is true.
Scotty Hodges up one end kicking goals and me up the other end.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Yes, it was.
Scotty Hodges
old...
was right. You wouldn't have kicked
any. The good old days.
Rock, I'm telling you, you've nailed him again. I absolutely love it. Good luck, by the way, Monday. That's going to be a cracker. Port Adelaide Collingwood at the Gabba.
Yes.
But as Bill
good
said,
luck,
you then get a week off and we cannot. I would love to see Port Adelaide have great success this October. You've earned it, Rock. Go and do well.
Thanks for having me, Jim, and good to chat to you, Bill.
What, you just sat down for lunch, have you? Just sitting there over a bullock. Just chomping away over a bullock.
He gets the better of you.
Hey, well done, Thomas.
It.
Very good.
Yes.
It's a rush hour at Triple M.